All right, everybody. Hey, it's Jim Wanzek with RE/MAX Masters Millennium, and we're here at 6020 Greenwood Plaza Boulevard, our headquarters, and we're in the Mount Elbert studio. And this is part of our series on how to get to know our agents a little bit better. And we have one of the best agents in the industry, and I'm really excited. Mark, how are you doing today?
I'm doing really well, Jim. How are you?
Well, I'm really excited for you to interview you and kind of talk about Mark Riley, the person, because, you know, you're kind of a legend in our industry. A lot of people know you. You give back to the industry. You give back in a lot of charities, and it's really exciting to get to know you a little bit about. So tell us, Mark the person.
Mark the person is, I'm older than I'd like to be, but
that happens.
I like to think of that as experience. Have two amazing kids that are in college, and my son's actually graduating with his master's. So love my kids. Uh-huh. I've been in Colorado since 82.
Okay.
Moved here my former life with Owens Corning Fiberglass. They moved me all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
I got to Colorado and looked at the blue sky and got to skiing and hiking and climbing mountains and riding horses. And I was like, I can't move back to Ohio.
So. Yeah, it's really contagious there. But you are originally from Ohio.
I'm originally from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Okay.
And grew up there, went to Miami University, which mm-hmm. is in Oxford, Ohio, and then went to graduate school at Xavier University, working on my MBA.
Wow.
And then got promoted to Colorado and, you know, haven't looked back.
So when you got your, after school, you got directly with Corning?
Well, I briefly worked... this will really date me, but Pan American World Airlines.
Oh, sure.
I was in marketing for them, so okay. I flew all over the world and had a lot of international experience with them.
Neat.
But got laid off twice, and the travel business was crazy, and Pan Am was a great company, but you know, they were poorly managed.
Mm-hmm.
And so I haven't looked back. I mean, I literally grew up, you know, in the housing industry.
Right.
And grew up building houses. And with my neighbor who's a builder, he built two custom homes a year. So cool. I grew up and learned how to read, reading blueprints.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a natural for me to kind of morph into the housing industry. I, as a teenager, I did open houses. My other neighbor was a realtor.
Okay.
So I wasn't legal,
you know,
at that time to actually do a contract, but they would, you know, I would do an open house on the weekend. And mm-hmm. then when I got a hot buyer, the builder would come in or the realtor would come in and they would do the actual contract.
Well, you know, the building industry and growing up in that really gives you a unique perspective on our industry. And I think, you know, that's something that I think you really need to expand on because you know things with your previous, and that's very previous, but now tell us how that impacts you today.
Well, really, it gives me a foot up. I mean, first of all, you know, I got my license originally. I was a part-time agent working for myself, investing mm-hmm. with my own properties, fixing and flipping. That's what it's called now.
Right.
And back, everyone looks at HGTV now. And
mm-hmm.
and I was actually a guest expert on This Old House when it first went nationwide. So they flew me back to Boston and worked with Bob Vila. And
yeah, but Bob Vila knew what he was doing back then.
He did.
Some of these guys today,
exactly.
It's kind of, you shake your head and say, I could do that. And I know that you could do that, Mark.
Yeah, exactly. But what that means to my clients is so many of these homes, you know, they have been fixed and they've been flipped.
Mm-hmm.
And I always used to use the term, I can't use it anymore because everybody uses it, but lipstick on a pig.
Right.
I mean, so many times they'd put in, you know, fancy countertops and cheap, you know, cabinets, mm-hmm. and then, but they wouldn't touch any of the, what I call the non-sexy, you know, the furnace or the air conditioner or the roof, the
right.
electrical, things like that. So
yep.
what that means for my clients is when we're walking through a house, you know, I can get real close to what the actual final inspection's going to be just by walking around. We can save a lot of time. I'm not an inspector. I'm not an engineer or an electrician or a roofer or a furnace person. I don't play one on TV,
right?
But I can really get them close, and that saves a lot of time and gives them a lot of, you know, a lot of people have just recently gotten their license, and you know, everybody's an expert because they've watched HGTV,
right? Right.
And,
well, yeah, I think it's what you can provide is taking the lipstick off the pig and making sure that they understand the components and how it's built and structural issues and then be able to hand that off to the expert if you need to.
Absolutely. And then also find the diamond in the rough.
Oh, sure.
Because so many of the properties, it's what I call a grandmother house. you know, the couple moved into the house in 1960 or 70. Mm-hmm. They raised their family there.
Yep.
Statistically, the husband dies first, so the grandmother has lived there and has taken great care of the house. But, you know, it was last decorated when Nixon was president. And
exactly.
It's got the orange countertops
yep.
and the
yep.
and the shag carpet. And so my clients, I'm able to say, okay, if you're spending $5,000 on carpet and some paint, you know, that goes a long way and brings it up to snuff rather than buying the lipstick on the pig.
Sure.
Which, you know, they're, what are they really getting? And mm-hmm. the, you know, still mm-hmm. has the original single pane windows and yeah. they didn't really
insulate it or, yeah, or whatever. Just,
yeah. Yep. There's no insulation. That was my part with Owens Corning trying right. to get super insulated homes
yep.
and the green, you know, so.
So I know, you know, we kind of glossed over this, but you've had your license since 1984, right?
I have, yeah.
Yeah. So so tell us a little bit about, you know, so that's the longevity of that, because you did the fix and flips, you worked on a lot of that stuff, and now it really helps you in your career currently with the market that we have. How do you feel about this market that we have to deal with?
This is insane. I mean, I've never, you know, you've been around as long as I have or longer, and I've never seen anything like this, which makes it even more important now
mm-hmm.
to work with an agent, whether it's me or you or somebody else.
Right.
It's vital to be working mm-hmm. with somebody that really knows what they're doing.
Yep.
I mean, I wear a, you know, occasional vest, which has the Remax logo on it, and mm-hmm. I was changing at Costco. I was changing my membership and I went in and she said, oh, you're with Remax.
Right.
And she said, I'm with, and I won't mention the company. And I'm like, wow, she's, you
right.
know, she's a realtor. And and then literally that same day I'm checking out and the guy's checking my receipt, you know,
mm-hmm.
and he's like, oh, you're with Remax, you know, I'm with. And then he mentioned another.
Right.
And not that that's anything bad with those people, because I mean, early on, you know, we all start.
Absolutely.
But I mean, when I finally got licensed, I had already been doing real estate.
Right.
You know, my whole life.
And that's a very, very good point, because I think that, you know, not every real estate company and agents are created equal. And I think really to show the value proposition that you bring to the table, I see it all the time. And I really appreciate that. But you also give back. And you know, tell us a little bit about your association and where you are with them now.
Well, I, with Smedges, South Mesro Board of Realtors.
Mm-hmm.
My kids, I mentioned, they're away at college, and tragically, my wife passed away a few mm-hmm. years ago with cancer,
yeah.
so I have more time on my hands mm-hmm. now, and I really wanted to give back. And I also, you know, we're at a crossroads in the real estate profession.
Right.
And I really wanted to try to impact that. And so I ran for the board and was elected
mm-hmm.
and to the board, you know, South Metro Board.
Right.
And it's really critical at this juncture
mm-hmm.
because, I mean, we have, and I love the internet and I love, you know, that you can go online and everybody can look and search and,
mm-hmm.
but you really have to disseminate the information.
Right.
And that's critical. I mean, if you can go on WebMD, if you're, have a cold or you have some symptoms or something like that, but you're going to call a specialist.
That's
you know?
Right.
And I, you know, I've had both my knees operated on and yeah, I'm going to find the best knee surgeon I can.
That's exactly right.
And I think sometimes, you know, a little bit of information can be a bad thing.
Right.
And really it's dissemination of that information.
Right. Right.
And so working with a professional is critical and working with somebody that's been around. And my dad, God rest his soul, it was amazing. But I remember coming out of college and a lot of people were working for their dads. And I said, Dad, can you give me a job?
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, Mark, he goes, when you start working for a company, you're going to make a lot of mistakes. And those mistakes are going to cost your employer a lot of money. And he said, Mark, I want you to go make mistakes with somebody else's money.
Oh, man, yeah. Good. That's pretty good advice. But, you know, that kind of brings me to a question about Remax Masters Millennium. I mean, Mark, your experience, you could work anywhere in the industry that you want. Tell us a couple things about our company that you like.
Well, it's funny because, and people don't realize this, but you and I have been talking for 15 years. I've been mm-hmm. with Remax for 24 years.
Right.
And obviously, you know, before that in real estate and, you know, you and I have done a couple of deals together and I've always respected you And it's funny because I was on the outside looking in. I was at a different RE/MAX office at the time, mm-hmm. Love RE/MAX. And, you know, this office, you know, I was doing more deals because RE/MAX Masters Millennium had all the listings, you know, in this area. Mm-hmm. And it had all the professional agents. And so finally, I'm like, this is crazy. Why am I at the other RE/MAX and, mm-hmm. and switch? And what that means to my clients is that, you know, we have 110 or however many agents, right. and it's the top agents. Mm-hmm. And I mean, RE/MAX doesn't mess around if somebody is you know, remotely unethical or anything like that, they're gone.
Right.
And so many of these other offices, you know, people are, you know, if they do a lot of business, so they keep them around. But
right. But
this office is amazing, especially now. It's really important to my clients because, you know, there aren't that many listings.
Yeah.
And I mean, I can walk around the office here and knock on doors. Everybody's very, very available. What do you have coming? You mm-hmm. know, what do you have coming in Franktown? What do you have coming in Arvada? What do you have coming in Littleton?
Right, right.
So you get the real scoop on it. And I'm also able to, you know, we have the attorney on staff. And I mean, this studio is amazing, you know, to help my clients.
Right.
And so it's really the best of the best. And, you know, the number one office and for RE/MAX. And thank you for putting everything together, because this is just a dynamic office. And we have title here. We have, you know, the insurance people here. We have, you know, everybody's right here, a couple lenders to work with. So
right. Well, but Mark, it takes people like you that really are the rainmakers and help people every day that give us the opportunity to do an office like this. So I really want to thank you for your time today. I really enjoyed getting to know you a little bit better. You know, people don't know that it took me about 5 years to get you over. So, you know, you have to be tenacious too. And thanks so much for being here. We really appreciate it.
Well, no, I love being here. And, you know, it's like, why did I wait so long?
Well, so tell us, how could people get a hold of you?
Well, it's Mark Reilly, markreilly.com, R-I-E-L-L-Y.
Okay.
My phone is 303-881-9800, and be happy to help and just to be a source of knowledge. I mean, it doesn't matter. I'm not the high pressure.
No.
I mean, to me, it's about my clients.
Yes.
How can I best help my sellers? And my sellers, you know, because of the Owens Corning and my marketing experience, mm-hmm. you know, when it goes to selling their house, you know, I know of marketing, I know sales.
And yep.
But then when they're buying, they get my advantage of all my construction experience and how I can help sift through that. So,
well, not only would you get all that experience, you'd get a quality individual that really has heart and soul into this industry and gives back and has a wonderful family. And really, you've stood the test of time. And thank you so much for being here, Mark.
All right. Thank you. It's great to be here.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
We'll see you soon. Another great interview with Mark Reilly.